Blame the wrong causes for the obesity crisis. People have tried for years to lose weight by counting calories, eating fat-free foods, and working out. So why is obesity still a major issue in the United States? To understand, we need to look at some common misconceptions about obesity. Many think weight gain is due to not exercising enough. But actually, exercise alone won't make you lose weight. We often overestimate how many calories we burn while exercising. For example, burning off a single chocolate bar takes a lot of effort. Plus, more gym time can make you hungrier and lead to overeating. So, you can't rely on exercise alone to lose weight. Fat genes aren't the main reason we're seeing more obesity today, even though they can affect an individual's weight. The obesity crisis really kicked off in the US in the 1970s and then spread to Europe and Japan. Our genes haven't changed that quickly, so something else must be driving this trend. Obesity isn't just about eating more calories than you burn, either. Those who think we can solve the issue by just eating less are missing the point. It's not that simple to cut down on food. Plus, focusing only on calories can lead to unhealthy choices. For example, a 200-calorie pack of French fries is far worse for you than 200 calories of nuts. Weight loss myth: it's not just calories. A common myth about losing weight is that eating less won't help. Actually, weight gain isn't about having too many calories, it's about your organs not getting the nutrients they need from your blood. When your organs are nutrient-starved, cutting calories can backfire by slowing down your metabolism and making you hungrier. Therefore, a straightforward diet plan might not be very effective. Sweet foods raise insulin levels, leading to weight gain. Many people assume that consuming fat is fattening. If that were true, you could lose weight by switching to low-fat alternatives. However, this type of diet might make you gain weight because of insulin. Insulin, produced by your pancreas, determines how your body processes calories. When you eat, insulin levels rise, causing your body to absorb nutrients, glucose from carbohydrates, amino acids from proteins, and fatty acids from fat. A few hours after eating, insulin levels drop, allowing stored nutrients in fat cells to re-enter your bloodstream, providing energy to your brain and other organs. Consuming too many refined carbohydrates, such as sugar and processed starch, makes your body produce a lot of insulin, which ultimately leads to weight gain. Why craving carbs can make you gain weight? We often crave foods like pasta, candy bars, or cinnamon buns because they're loaded with processed carbs that quickly boost our energy. When we eat these, our body gets a surge of glucose, causing our insulin levels to skyrocket. This makes fat cells grab the extra glucose and fats to clear out the sugar from our blood. Here's the twist: once that initial energy boost wears off, your brain panics, thinking you're hungry again, prompting you to eat more. If you don't eat, your brain interprets the low blood sugar as a starvation signal, slowing down your metabolism to save energy. This can make you feel cold and weak, and ironically, you might end up gaining weight. Surprisingly, many low-fat foods we choose to lose weight are actually packed with carbs, which can lead to gaining weight instead. Obesity weakens immunity, leading to various health issues. When you cut yourself, your body's immune system jumps into action. The wounded tissue sends a chemical signal, alerting white blood cells to kill harmful bacteria. The immune response slows down once the tissue starts healing. However, if you are obese, your immune system doesn't work properly. The fat cells of obese people are constantly stressed, keeping the immune system in attack mode, leading to chronic inflammation. Here's how this happens. When you gain weight, your fat cells get fatter, too. If a fat cell gets too big, it dies from oxygen deprivation, triggering your immune system to attack the dead cell and repair the damage. While this response is crucial for healing a cut, in obese people, the immune system ends up attacking their own body instead of foreign bacteria. How chronic inflammation can lead to type 2 diabetes. Chronic inflammation can lead to many health issues, including insulin resistance. This resistance happens when fat cells ignore signals to store energy, leaving too much sugar and fat in your blood. Then, your body has to store this excess in other places like your liver, which is harmful and disrupts liver function. High blood sugar levels prompt your pancreas to release more insulin, which might overstimulate cell growth beyond what your body can control. This can raise the risk of cancer. Over time, the constant overworking of the pancreas can tire it out, causing it to produce less insulin. This process is how type 2 diabetes develops. Unfortunately, chronic inflammation can't be fixed with drugs. Medications only help reduce the symptoms. Essentially, obesity disrupts your entire immune system. Eat healthy and shed pounds with protein-rich and healthy fats foods. Forget about low-fat or low-calorie diets, they're not healthy. Instead, follow these tips to lose weight. First, ensure your body gets the right nutrients. Nutrients are essential. Without enough, your body keeps asking for food, making you eat more and gain weight if you're consuming unhealthy foods. Focus on getting lots of nutrients from smaller portions. Make sure to have a few ounces of protein every day. Also, include a bit of healthy fat, monounsaturated fats like those in olive oil and nuts, polyunsaturated fats in fatty fish, or saturated fats in coconut oil. Don't forget to eat your vegetables. They provide protein and calcium, help you lose weight, and improve your gut bacteria. The effects of fibers and carbs on health. Plant fibers help keep the good bacteria in your gut healthy, while plant-based chemicals called polyphenols fight off bad microbes. Having a diverse range of gut bacteria often leads to being leaner and having less chronic inflammation. It's important to note that our bodies don't need a lot of carbohydrates, so it's best to consume them in moderation. Processed carbohydrates can mess with your immune system and lead to weight gain. Fructose, a type of carbohydrate, poses additional risks. Unlike other sugars, fructose is only broken down in the liver. Too much fructose can overload the liver, leading to fat accumulation which disrupts its function and can cause lasting damage. Shop wisely and stock your kitchen with healthy foods for body and mind. To develop self-discipline for a healthier lifestyle, start by trusting your body. Let it guide you on when to eat instead of setting a strict calorie limit. Your body knows what it needs better than any diet plan, so pay attention to your hunger cues. There's no need to constantly measure your progress either. Avoid stressing over daily body measurements or weight. Instead, weigh yourself every 2 weeks. Accept that you'll face challenging moments when you're tempted to revert to unhealthy habits. For instance, you might want a candy bar after a tough day at work. Be ready for these moments by identifying why you want a healthier lifestyle. Write these reasons down and place them where you can see them when temptation strikes. Also, make some if-then plans. For example, prepare for late nights when you don't feel like cooking by buying pre-cut vegetables. This way, you can quickly make a healthy meal at home when you're hungry. Keeping your kitchen motivation friendly. To stay motivated, it's important to have a clean and well-organized kitchen filled with the right ingredients. Cooking healthy meals becomes enjoyable when you have everything you need. Start by clearing out unhealthy, tempting items. Toss away high-carb baked goods, candy, white rice, and non-fat dairy products. Instead, stock up on frozen tropical fruits, natural sweeteners like maple syrup, whole milk products, nuts, seeds, and dark chocolate. These are the perfect go-to snacks when you're hungry. Control your cravings first to start getting healthier. Start your healthier lifestyle by lowering your body's insulin levels. For 2 weeks, cut out foods that trigger cravings and cause high insulin production. Avoid grain-based products, potatoes, and processed foods with added sugar. Instead, eat real food like starchy vegetables and legumes. Choose healthy fats like olive oil, nuts, and avocados, and high-protein foods like fish, eggs, and cheese. Eating these in moderation should meet most of your nutritional needs. Aim for a diet with 50% fats, 25% carbohydrates, and 25% protein. For breakfast, try this tasty option: 2 eggs with an extra egg white, fried in a teaspoon of olive oil. Top with spicy chili sauce and 2 tablespoons of shredded cheddar cheese. On the side, have half a cup of Greek yogurt with fresh or frozen raspberries. Don't just grab any sauce with added sugar from the shelf, make your own. For a tasty ranchero sauce, chop 1 yellow bell pepper, 1 green pepper, a clove of garlic, and 1 small onion in a food processor. Cook this mixture for 10 to 15 minutes on low heat in olive oil, adding dried oregano, a chopped spicy red chili, 1 chopped tomato, and salt and pepper to taste. Eating well should be relaxing. This program shouldn't stress you out or make you feel deprived. Eat the amount of food that feels right for you. Stop eating when you feel satisfied, even if there's still food on your plate. If you're still hungry after finishing your meal, go ahead and have more. Simple tips for healthy snacking and exercise. Feel free to snack between meals. Try munching on hummus with some vegetable sticks, or pumpkin seeds seasoned with olive oil, chili powder, and salt, then bake for 10 minutes. Remember, you still need to keep moving. Start with a daily walk. If you're used to the gym, just ease up and cut your workout intensity by a third. Most importantly, keep hydrated by drinking lots of water. Retrain body's fat cells for proper carbohydrate management. The second stage of your healthier lifestyle will last longer than the first. This phase can vary from a month to 6 months or more, depending on your weight and how your body reacts to the diet. To help your body get used to healthy carbs, start adding them back into your meals slowly and observe how your body responds. After the first phase, your cells should respond better to insulin, so gradually reintroduce unprocessed carbs. This will slightly increase your blood sugar levels. Aim for a nutrient ratio of 40% fats, 25% protein, and 35% carbohydrates. Try eating whole grains, starchy vegetables, but not potatoes, tropical fruits, or honey. You can have a half cup of brown rice, oats, or quinoa 3 times a week, but only once per meal. A half cup of cooked corn, yams, or sweet potatoes is also good. However, avoid eating grains and starchy vegetables together in the same meal. If you're feeling hungrier, it might be because of your insulin levels. To help control this, eat fewer grains and carbs, and more fats and proteins. Stay on track with healthy habits. Don't be too hard on yourself. If you overeat one day, it's okay, just keep going. Accept it as part of your journey. Feeling bad about mistakes will only make things worse. Use these moments to learn about yourself and your body. Exercise helps strengthen your body and burns extra carbs. It also makes you more insulin sensitive. Besides your daily walk, try adding 30 minutes of moderate activity like yoga, light hiking, or jogging. Lower stress and eat mindfully when reintroducing carbs to your diet. Congratulations, you're at the final stage. Now, you can mindfully choose healthy foods and apply what you've learned to your daily life. This means you can slowly reintroduce some processed carbohydrates and sweets into your diet. Pay attention to how your body reacts. Reintroduce one food item at a time and don't consume more than 2 modest portions of carbohydrates a day. For example, you can have some bread with your morning omelet or a light pasta dish for dinner. If your body doesn't feel right afterward, you can go back to phase 2 or even phase 1 to get back on track. Your goal now should be to eat a diet with 40% fats, 40% carbohydrates, and 20% protein. Make sure these reintroduced carbohydrates don't replace protein or healthy fats in your diet. Eat enough foods with high-quality fats like nuts, nut butter, avocados, and olive oil. Tips for mindful eating and stress management. It's important to eat mindfully and manage your stress. Mindfulness helps you control cravings. Cutting out processed carbs makes your cells more sensitive to insulin, so you won't need as many carbs to feel full. Just remember to eat mindfully. Don't eat in front of the TV or computer. Eat slowly and pay attention to your food. Avoid stressful conversations while eating because stress can lead to overeating. If you're stressed, try some light exercise like walking. Include outdoor activities in your routine, such as swimming or walking in your neighborhood. Key points. 1. Exercise alone won't solve obesity, it often leads to overeating. 2. Obesity is driven by diet and not just genetics or calorie count. 3. High insulin levels from sweet, starchy foods cause weight gain. 4. Processed carbs cause cravings, slowing metabolism, and weight gain. 5. Obesity causes chronic inflammation, leading to type 2 diabetes. 6. Eating nutrient-rich foods helps control hunger and weight. 7. Mindful eating and managing stress prevent overeating and weight gain.